You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
And floorboards to shingles. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And this is where home solutions live. We're broadcasting today from the 2009 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, Nevada. Lots to see, lots to do here, all having to do with your Money Pit. We're learning that despite the recession, DIYers remain active and only slightly less of you will be doing projects around the house, about 45% compared to 49% last year. That's good news for the folks here who represent a $343 billion industry.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And you know, for more than 60 years, industry insiders have been coming to the show to learn all that is new and unique in the home aftermarket. Now, that's everything for your home after it's already been built. And this year, we're expecting 27,000 people to attend.
Well, we're like kids in a candy store here. We love coming to this show. We always learn something. And we love bringing you along. After all, it's the only way you can get a peek inside this industry-only event.
Mm-hmm. And one of the big themes that we are seeing here is the staycation. You know, enjoying your home and spending your money on your home, perhaps instead of going away on vacation this year.
You know, and one way that you can do that is to have a nicely manicured yard and lawn. You'll feel like you're living on a golf resort.
That's right. And there's a great line of tools that can help from Works. And here to tell us about them is the president, Tom Duncan. So, Tom, we understand that Works has three new green yard tools at the show this week. Tell us about them.
We're launching three new tools, grass trimmer, edger, a hedge trimmer, and a blower sweeper.
Okay.
And they're all powered by 18-volt lithium-ion batteries.
Super lightweight,
lots of power, perfect for, you know, the average homeowner that just needs to trim and, you know, manicure his lawn after he's mowed.
You know, we've been talking about lithium-ion batteries for quite a while, and I think what we're starting to see now, Tom, and perhaps from your perspective you can share your thoughts too, that the battery technology has gotten so much better right now. It's opened the door for our capability now to do things like real hard lawn work with a battery-powered device that you could never have done before.
Sure, we're finding that, you know, it's opening a lot of new people, like, you know, females and also senior citizens, we're finding, have really latched onto this technology because it's so lightweight, because it's so convenient. You don't have to pull the cord around. You don't have to worry about mixing gas and oil.
Right.
I mean, I can't start my snowblower. Like, yeah. I cannot do a pull cord to save my life.
Yeah, well, at least not without a visit to the chiropractor.
Exactly.
Right afterwards.
So it's the battery technology really is fantastic. Now, I understand you guys actually have a cordless lawnmower.
We do. We have a cordless lawnmower, a little different technology. Uses a standard car battery.
Interesting.
But it'll run for almost 45 minutes, cut up to 17,000 square feet.
Wow.
In that one charge.
And it's great because, it's an environmentally friendly product. You're not pumping tons of emissions and gas into the atmosphere. And for the average size lawn, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. What about noise factor? Does it vary at all because it's battery operated or pretty much same?
I tell you, I wish I had one here to turn it on, Leslie, because you hardly hear it. The noise reduction is almost 75%. You know, the average gas lawnmower, you can hear from almost a quarter of a mile away.
Well, it's potentially very damaging to your ears, too.
Sure.
We always advocate wearing ear protection, but if you've got a quiet machine like that, then it really is not necessary whatsoever. And what about bagging and mulching? Does it do that sort of thing?
It does, absolutely. We call it a 3-in-1, so you can use it as a bagger, you can use it as a mulching mower, you can even side discharge for those people that like that feature. So.
I mean, that's really amazing. Now, if only we could give one to our neighbors who like to get up and mow the lawn at 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning, because I always find that that causes, like, the worst neighbor relations.
Yeah,
you know,
or the guy that likes to weed whack next to the studio when we're recording this show, you know. We're talking to Tom Duncan. He's the president of Works. They've got three great new green yard tools at the show this week. Now, you've also got a string trimmer that's got something that really keeps on giving.
Oh, yes, our string trimmer. That's one of the things that we offered when we offered all of our cordless line trimmers. We offer free spools of line for life.
Now, is it your life or the tool's life?
Well, it's...
we've been debating this.
That's right, that's right. Well, if we knew how long you'd live, we could do that. We do offer it for as long as you own the tool. All you do is just call us in. We send you six spools of line, which usually last basically the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
So every season, you just retool, and you pop them in, you pop them out like little cartridges. They're great. No more winding line.
And because all of these tools are battery operated, what is the maintenance? You know, I know when things are gas powered, you really have to take things apart and take care and drain the fluids. How about because it's battery operated, what's the maintenance plan?
There really is no maintenance. I mean, that's the greatest part. It's just like your cordless drill. I mean, as long as that battery's running, you just pop it in and pop it out and charge it, and that's all it is.
Now, these are battery powered tools, but they're also Energy Star rated, correct?
Exactly. All of our tools are Energy Star rated, so they're, again, they're emission free save the planet.
We're talking to Tom Duncan. He's the president of Works. So, Tom, with the economy being what it is, are you seeing that more people are staying home, wanting to take care of their property, invest in their own homes as opposed to moving and, you know, taking vacations or taking the staycations? You guys must be watching that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting people call in every day and talk to us and talk about how they're really wanting to get back to their, you know, their lawns and their homes and really just, you know, getting that manicured lawn and doing things around the house. Yeah, absolutely. It's a pastime for a lot of people.
And your products are making it a lot easier to do just that. If you want more information on Works, you can pick up the phone and call their 800 number. That's 1-800-837-0071. 800-837-0071. The website, freelineforlife.com. Tom Duncan, president of Works. Thanks for stopping by the
Money
Pit.
Appreciate
it. Thanks so much. All right, you're listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com, coming to you from the 2009 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas.
Still to come this hour, a new backyard deck can add value and low-cost living space to your home. If deck care and maintenance is an issue for you, we're going to tell you about a new very low-maintenance composite product with a 10-year warranty after this. Money Pit. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're broadcasting the show today from the 2009 National Hardware Show at the Las Vegas Convention Center. And we've been pounding the pavement, so to speak, to find new and really interesting ideas and products for your home.
Yeah, there's lots to do and certainly lots to see here. And we're bringing you as much as we can with an emphasis on saving money, or at least using your money wisely, you know, to fix up your own money pit.
And we're going to welcome a friend of the show and a fellow expert in the field, Newell Thompson, to the show. Newell is the publisher of Handy Magazine. Hi, Newell.
Hi, guys.
Now, you're seeing a lot here like we are at the show. What kind of trends are you noticing?
Well, you know, what I'm seeing right now is I've been over in the paints and adhesives a little bit, and the environmental push seems to be a big part of the show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Talk to us about Handy and tell us about your organization, the magazine, the website, and your member program.
Sure. Handy is the magazine of the Handyman Club of America, and we've got 900,000 members who are very active participants in the DIY category. They become members of a club, which we feel is a much more passionate focus on DIY. And we're building out our e-newsletters. We now have about 275,000 of our 900,000 members.
Wow.
Actively getting 3 to 4 e-newsletters every week.
Wow.
A lot of very valuable information. Now, you also have member reviews. You have member tested and recommended products that you issue the seal of approval for. That sounds like a great program.
It is. The program is unique in that it's kind of separate from our marketing efforts. And our gentleman, Ross Tanner, is going around the show today, and he's got about 120 people that he wants to meet with throughout the show. And the testing program offers manufacturers the opportunity to get information back from members about their products, the benefits, the features, what they liked, what they didn't like.
And are these new products or products that are currently on the market?
It can be both, depending on what the needs of the manufacturer are. So it's a great way for people to get market research and also to get the new products out in the hands of consumers to get real feedback.
Well, then I guess your members really trust one another because they've sort of all become peers in the same industry and in the same passion as far as do-it-yourself and being handy. So I think it's a great opportunity for a lot of people to sort of lean on one another to learn about the industry and the tools themselves.
Yeah, and Noel, you actually have had a couple of products here that have been tested and improved by members. I see that you guys worked on the DAP Advanced Sealants with Quick Dry technology and also the Kills Clean Start Primer. I know, I think it was just yesterday that the Consumer Reports came out and ranked Kills as one of the best paint values out there.
Yeah, we were just over there, and it's a great, great product, and I think it's priced well. It's not a premium price product. It's right in line with their existing products, and they took the time to get it right.
Well, you are definitely ahead of the curve. Noel Thompson, publisher of Handy, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, coming to you from the Las Vegas Convention Center, site of the 2009 National Hardware Show.
That's right, and the theme we're seeing this year is doing more for less, whether that's a staycation so that you can enjoy your own home or simply spending money more wisely on your home improvements around your house.
You know, a deck is your most important, most enjoyed outdoor living space. It definitely adds some square footage to your home, and without actually doing a remodel, it's a very easy way to add some space and making it the beautiful and relaxing getaway that you know you need, want, and desire. You know, can take some work. Annual maintenance keeps the deck looking great, but also safe and in good shape. There's no such thing as a no-maintenance deck, but there's a big difference between wood and alternative materials like composites and PVCs.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, water and sun and insects, those can all absolutely wreak havoc on any unprotected wood decks. And you won't have those problems with composite decking materials. And instead of the stripping and the cleaning and the sealing that is, you know, practically annually required for wood decks, composite materials, they usually only need a good cleaning. You know, they're a low-maintenance alternative. And one that we've seen and we both really like is a decking material from Fibron, and it's the only composite decking that is out there with a 10-year stain and fade warranty. I mean, nobody else is doing this.
That
this
is totally
really the first
unprecedented.
That we're
seeing. Yeah, that's at FibronDecking.com. Now, if you're thinking about planning a deck, and we get this question a lot, I know that a lot of people like to have multiple levels of deck.
Mm-hmm. Well, different areas of usage. I think it's really important. Number one, consider how much space you have within your yard that you want to occupy the deck. Are you looking for multiple levels? Know that as you go up higher, you're going to need railings, you know, depending on the requirements
in your area. Well, true, because when you have multiple levels, you have to leave space for the chairs and the walking.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, you know, you're going to have less usable space with two levels than you have having all the square footage on one level.
Right.
Which is okay if you have the space.
Well, and I also think you need to sort of think about what type of furniture am I going to put here? Am I the type of person that likes a table and chairs? Am I the type of person that enjoys, you know, perhaps a couch and a seat and some tables? You really have to think about how it is you're going to use the space. And if you are going up so many levels where a railing is a necessity, I think you should think about doing a railing bench combination where you get something that sort of combines a safety edge with seating or storage. You really need to sort of plan out your step by steps and how you use the space and how to best enjoy the season before you, you know, sort of dive in with the architect.
Absolutely. Now, you just built a deck out in your summer house and used Fibron for
that. We did. We used Fibron. I have to say the material is beautiful. It installed fantastically. We went with a mahogany-looking finish. The grain pattern is fantastic. It really is a beautiful product, and you know, our summer home is right on the water. That deck beforehand, my husband and I would have to strip every other season and refinish, and we are thrilled to have a season where we can actually just go out there and enjoy it.
Well, you know, and I appreciate you inviting me and my three kids out to
test it
and put it through its paces.
As long as the boys clean the pool, we're fine.
It can really, you know, stand up and handle that handle that punishment. For more information on that product, you can go to FibronDecking.com. That's FibronDecking.com. You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show as we broadcast from the Las Vegas site of the 2009 National Hardware Show. This is one huge event drawing 27,000 industry professionals from all over the world.
That's right. And every year we can pick out one underlying trend that just seems to really stick out as the prime focus here. And this year, you know we keep talking about it. Everybody keeps hearing this word. It's the staycation, where everybody is deciding to stay at home and either fix up and enjoy what they've got or add a deck or something along those lines. And one product that can help you do that is the Yard Cart from Lifetime Products. And here to tell us more is Curtis Cook, who is the VP of Lawn and Garden Sales. Welcome, Curtis.
Thank you.
Hi, Curtis. Now, we had a chance to take a look at the Yard Cart, and this is a very impressive piece of lawn and garden equipment, very big, holds 650 pounds. What we like about it is that you don't have to do this by hand. You don't have to carry it. Tell us about how it converts.
Right. It's a heavy-duty wheelbarrow that easily converts the yard cart that you mentioned that you can tow behind all lawn tractors. It holds 650 pounds, mm-hmm. 10 cubic feet of material, and so it converts in less than a minute. So 1 minute you can be using as pushing as a wheelbarrow, and next right. minute hook it up to your lawn cart or lawn tractor and pull it down the road and get rid of it. And also has a nice dump feature, which you can dump everything out when you have it as a trailer motor.
Oh, great. Great.
And what I liked a lot about it, I mean, just having our hands on it and handling it a little bit today, you know, any other wheelbarrow that I've ever worked with, regardless of what material it's in there, mm-hmm. it tips over 2 seconds into my journey to wherever I'm going. And I've never had a success rate. And I noticed that no matter how we put the load, was it even, was it uneven, did I put everything heavy towards the front, I could get from start to finish without incident.
Right. It's a, you know, with a wide wheel base, it makes it nice. So you can load things in the front or back, as you mentioned. And when you're holding it as a wheelbarrow with those two wheels, it gives it great stability. So you can use it for any type of project around the house.
And I noticed that the tub is made from 100% recycled materials.
Right. With the trend of everything going green, it's nice to be able to take used product and everything else and turn it into something that's useful in your garden. So you can take something green to turn something green into your lawn, hopefully.
Absolutely. We're talking to Curtis Cook. He's the Vice President for Lawn and Garden Sales for Lifetime Products. Talk to us about some of the other products that Lifetime makes. Anything else in the lawn and garden area?
You bet. Kind of along the wheelbarrow line, we have a 6.5 cubic foot wheelbarrow, two-wheeled as well for the stability, made also out of recycled material.
Mm-hmm.
We have a storage box, a deck box, that's 5 feet by 2 feet. Nice to store a lot of things out on your patio.
And now that would fit on our fiber on deck.
Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, we just had a going away party for my sister last week, and we all pulled out our Lifetime Products folding table and our chairs.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it really is fantastic. You probably have so many things in your garage right now that you don't think are Lifetime, but are.
Yeah, the tables and chairs are great. We have a storage shed that's fantastic, picnic tables, and the new.
Now, doesn't your storage shed have come complete with like windows and skylights? And does it have a built-in stereo system, or is that extra?
It's not a guest house, Tom.
That's a little bit extra, but my wife kicks me out. I have a nice place to go. So, but the new item, one of the great new items you mentioned going green, is our new composter. It's a 75-gallon composter that. That rotates. It's on a tumbler.
Oh, excellent.
And it's a great new item we're really excited about for this new season.
Because that's always the thing that puts me off is the thought that I have to, like, I know I would use a tool, but to reach in there and sort of mix up all the gunk and
yeah,
the bugs.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, this thing just spins
it's
really
like
easily.
It's like you want to be green, and then you're like,
Yeah, maybe not so green after all. Huh?
But this really takes the work out of it.
And how long does it actually take to produce compost?
You know, about 6 to 8 weeks. You get
okay.
You want to get it full. You don't want to keep adding things to it, or it takes the cycle longer, but you want to get it full, tumble it every few days, put it in where it's in the sun a lot, and at about 8 weeks you should have a nice mix that you can till into your soil or into your potting beds or anything and really turn into some great products out.
Well, people are spending more and more time at home. We love working in our gardens, and I got to tell you, my kids love working in the garden too. It's a great family activity, and thank you so much for all the great products that you guys make to help us do just that. Curtis Cook, Vice President for Lawn and Garden for Lifetime Products. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit.
Thank you.
Up next, more ways to spruce up your lawn and garden with a new hand tool that's perfect for the smaller landscaping jobs.
And later, we're taking it inside and talking about a new paint from Dutch Boy that will help your home smell better by absorbing and locking out household odors as they happen. And all of those details are coming up.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Therma-True Doors, the nation's leading manufacturer of fiberglass entry and patio door systems. Install a new energy-efficient Therma-True door today and qualify for up to a $1,500 tax credit. To learn more, visit thermatrue.com/tax credit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and you are listening to the Money Pit on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And we are coming to you from the 2009 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. And they might say that, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but not this time, friends. We are at this industry-only event bringing you the inside scoop on new products and new ideas that are soon going to be on store shelves at a home center near you.
And the big theme this year, staycation. vacation, taking the time off to not only enjoy but also improve your home, especially your outdoor living spaces like your deck or your patio, and certainly your lawn and your garden.
Mm-hmm. And one way that everyone can get involved with the lawn and garden care is with tools that are easy and comfortable to use. And we've got Darlene Santa Croce. She's here from Ames True Temper to tell us more about the True Temper Bypass Pruners. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So you guys actually did an enormous amount of consumer research. And what I love about coming to this show is you take a tool that we've all seen for many years and have used for many years, and you don't accept what was there in the past. You completely dive in as if it was never invented, do a lot of research.
Right.
And what did you learn about designing a pruner that was going to really work well for people?
Well, we learned some of the issues they had with springs in their pruners, where dirt and sand would get in them.
Oh, I hate that. It's like crunchy
and
stuff,
decky.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's very important to have extremely sharp blades that would stay sharp. They wanted to have more control over the pruner itself so they would not have so much hand fatigue, which happens a lot when you're pruning.
Well, and I've also noticed that, you know, just being a girl, some of the pruners out there that I've used before just are too darn big for my hand. Mm-hmm.
That was one of the biggest things we found. There's actually a huge difference between the way women and men use pruning tools, both in the size of their hand as well as the actual tasks they do.
Now, the pruners that you guys have designed have a very, very unique ring inside of them, and you call this a total control ring. And let's talk about that, because it makes the pruner very, very comfortable to use. And I'm going to do the radio demonstration here, holding this up to the
it's
microphone.
It's dangerously close to your face.
I know, exactly.
This super sharp blade.
But it's actually very, very comfortable to hold. And this ring that
it's
my index finger, just naturally is going into this, and it makes it easy to hold the tool. And also, if I want to use my hand, I can sort of drop it down to the bottom.
Exactly, and that's what we found in our research.
Mm-hmm. And when you're doing the research, I mean, are you literally... Do you find a garden club and just follow them around? How do you find these people, and what are you watching?
Well, we find gardeners, people that like to be out there, and we go actually to their homes, watch them do the pruning work, ask them questions, interview them. We went to a nature conservatory and met with a group of gardeners, went out and actually used the tools and got feedback and found out verbally what they said their unmet needs were, as well as what we saw visually that they weren't telling us.
Right, exactly. We're talking to Darlene Santa Croce. She's with Ames True Temper about the True Temper Bypass Pruners. In all this research, what did you see that you said, like, holy cow, we didn't really realize that it was like an epiphany about how people were using this tool?
I would say the gender distinction, that the women and men use tools differently, and they have... We knew they had a different size hand.
We're built differently, you know.
But they actually do different tasks, and they need the right tool for the job, sized right for their hands and sized right for the job.
Mm-hmm. And I also like the lock placement. Mm-hmm. You know, it's right at your thumb. It's very easy to operate. You know, I mean, I know the ones we even have at home, the lock is in a weird place. It hasn't worked properly since the first day I opened it out of the box. You know, with the True Temper Bypass Pruners, it's right there with my thumb. And even if I've opened and closed it 100 times, I'm never missing it once.
Correct. And we found that's what people wanted. They didn't want the blades to open unexpectedly for a safety
concern. I always put sharp things right in my back pocket. Go figure.
Right.
Absolutely.
This way you won't get stabbed now.
Darlene Santa Croce from Ames True Temper stopping by to tell us about the True Temper Bypass Pruners, available at Lowe's for a retail price of $18.99. Thanks, Darlene.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks, Darlene. Up next, we're going to have a new paint that actually freshens the air in your home.
The Money Pit, broadcasting from the floor of the 2009 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, returns after this.
You live in a money pit.
The Money Pit is brought to you by Fiberon. Bring your vision to life with Fiberon. Innovative, reliable decking that enhances your outdoor living space. For more information, go to FiberonDecking.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are finding dozens of home solutions here at the 64th Annual National Hardware Show, coming to you from the Las Vegas Convention Center.
For example, one of the things that we found is that there are paints out there, you know, that do different things. For example, did you know that 3% of employees perhaps notice an odor in their boss's house? You know, I've been to your house a couple times.
And the rest are just looking for a raise.
Seriously, though, you notice these odors even when, you know, the folks who live there might not. So now there's a new paint that goes one step further than masking the odors, and it actually eliminates them from the air. So joining us now from Dutch Boy headquarters to tell us more is Mary Ward from Dutch Boy Paints. Mary, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
This is a very exciting product, Mary. Talk to us about how you have been able to combine the great brands of Dutch Boy and Arm & Hammer to create the world's first odor eliminating paint.
Okay, this all started a few years ago when we thought it'd be great to develop a paint that would eliminate odors in a basement. And then as we thought about it, we thought kitchens, bathrooms, a lot of people want to eliminate odors, not mask them, not hide them with scent,
right,
but actually take them out of the air. And we are great at making paint, but we didn't know a lot about eliminating odors. So we went to Church & Dwight, and they're the makers of Arm & Hammer, and we asked them to help us with this technology and understanding the science of elimination of odors. And it took a couple years to develop because truly we first wanted to have a premium quality product, and then we wanted it to eliminate odors. And then lastly, with all of the green movement, we realized it was important to have a zero VOC product as well. So it took some time to develop.
Now, so you've done just that. You've got a zero VOC formulation. It's GreenGuard certified, which is important, and it provides mildew resistance. So you've got a paint here that not only is a fantastic paint, but has this Arm & Hammer exclusive odor eliminating technology built into it. So it sounds like, Mary, I'm no longer going to be able to smell last night's dinner the next morning in my kitchen.
Exactly. It's a no-brainer, really. If you're going to do some painting, it's why wouldn't you use this? Why wouldn't you have something that has excellent application, which we wanted to make sure we had. A lot of green products right now, there's a lot of roller drag when you put them on, and your typical DIY customer, their arm kind of falls off after a while.
Like that, yeah.
So we wanted to have great application and something that lasted a long time and could eliminate odors as well.
Will my preference for the color outlast the odor-absorbing capability, or what will come first? Will I want to repaint, or will I need to repaint because it's not absorbing the scent anymore?
Most people will change their mind on color. Before the odor elimination stops working. But it will eventually stop to work. It really depends on the concentration of odor you have in the room, how much you expose it to odor, the amount of surface area you paint. It's a nice benefit, but when that stops working, when the cages are completely full in the wall, then you are still left with a beautiful finish, something that's very scrubbable and stain resistant, that you're going to love the color for a long time, hopefully.
Fantastic. The product is called Refresh Paint by Dutch Boy. It's available at retailers nationwide, starting at just $23 a gallon. Mary Ward from Dutch Boy, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. For more information, you can go to dutchboy.com/refresh.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mary. Well, now, speaking of paint, you know, we often tell you that it's the cheapest way to completely change the look of a room, but you've never heard of a transformation like this. What we want to tell you about is an amazing new product that will take your old laminate countertop to a brand spanking new level, and it's called Gianni Granite, and it's actually a paint that will give a rich, expensive look to any kitchen. And here to tell us more is Floyd Thomas, the CEO of Thomas's Kitchen Art. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, Floyd, we learned about you some years ago when you created liquid stainless steel, which is a very popular product today that allows you to paint appliances and such and have them look like stainless.
And convincingly look like stainless.
This is extraordinary. I mean, we get calls from people that want to paint countertops.
All the time.
And we say, no, of course you can't do that. But in fact, you guys have figured out a way to sort of do just that.
Yeah, we created a unique resin system that will adhere to the laminate. So step one is you roll on your primer. Then the fun part starts where you take your sponge, your applicator sponge, and everything you need is in the kit to complete your project. And you sponge on your colors, three different colors, and then you roll on a clear top coat, and you've got cut granite.
Wow.
I mean, what does my skill set have to be? How exact do I have to be with a sponge application? Or is it really a free-for-all and it still looks like granite?
The great thing is there's no wrong. When you're dabbing up and down whatever colors you put on, you can't mess it up.
And do you call the names of the granite color paints that you offer the same as you might find at your local stone quarry type place?
We've got a Sicilian sand and a Bombay black.
Perfect.
Beautiful. Now, what do you have to worry about in terms of the laminate itself? I mean, imagine you have to make sure it's well adhered and that sort of thing, correct?
All you really need to do is clean it with degreaser 409,
okay,
and you're ready to go.
So nothing at the seams. I don't have to worry about anything.
You put a little painter's tape on and go at it.
And what about moisture down the road? I mean, I'm so non-believing here, but yeah. I've seen it and it's gorgeous, so I'm believing now.
The clear coat that you put on at the end is a urethane.
Okay, so it seals it out.
And it's all water-based, so it's safe to use, easy to clean up, and it's the best coating you can have, water-based, over your countertop.
How long is this process taking, we start to finish?
4-hour project time. You complete it in a day. You put the primer down, you have to wait 6 hours. But then from there, you just go.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Floyd Thomas. He's the CEO of Thomas's Kitchen Art, a very, very inventive manufacturer. We've got a new product out now called Gianni. It's granite paint for your countertop. It goes right on top of the laminate. One more question, Floyd. How about the durability?
The durability, it's a urethane. It's going to last like your car's finish. And the other thing is, it's very affordable. For $39.95, you can complete an average-sized kitchen of 35 square feet.
And if I want to clean with Ajax, can I? I'm, like, asking all these questions.
No, soft cloth.
Soft cloth.
Water and mild soap, just like you'd clean your car.
Fantastic. Floyd Thomas from Thomas's Kitchen Art, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Great product.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Very, very
My
exciting.
My goodness, I cannot wait to get home makeover series and get cracking on this granite countertop. All right, well, summer is right around the corner and the perfect time to enjoy the outdoors with a nice picnic or cookout. But what about those unwanted guests that can ruin the event?
And no, we're not talking about your in-laws.
You are in deep trouble, Tom.
Flying, stinging insects that make you run for cover. We're going to have the solution to make those all go away after this.
It is brought to you by Generac's Garden Series Generator. Be protected and never worry about power outages again. Visit your favorite home improvement center or call 888-GENERAC or visit guardiangenerators.com. Your home will stay on the next time the power goes out. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show, where home solutions live. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Coming to you from the 2009 National Hardware Show in Las Vegas, spilling the beans on what is an insider-only event. This is where folks come to decide what ends up on the hardware store shelf near you. And we're learning that, despite the recession, consumers are spending about the same amount of money as they did last year on home improvements. Mm-hmm. That's great news.
Yeah, that is. And you know what? Summer, it's right around the corner, and it's a good time of year to take on some of those do-it-yourself projects. And also the perfect time to enjoy the great outdoors with a nice picnic or a big fancy cookout. But unwanted guests can certainly ruin the event.
And no, we're not talking about your in-laws.
Your in-laws are going to kick your butt.
We mean the flying, stinging insects that make people run for cover. But we've found a trap that is chemical-free and will keep those wasps, yellow jackets, and other pests away. Here to tell us about the Y trap is Stephanie Herman. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
And Y stands for wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets.
That's why.
That's why. And I got to tell you, it's a good-looking product and looks to be highly effective. You've got a pretty scientific attractant system, baiting system for this. Talk to us about it.
We do. Well, we had a really good, effective yellow jacket trap for years, but people were calling us up and saying, do you have anything for the insects that are making those open honeycomb nests under the eaves?
Right.
Those are paper wasps.
Okay.
And so our scientists have worked for about 6 years on an attractant for paper wasps. And along the way, we found we caught hornets too. So all three types of insects in one trap.
And now this particular trap will actually trap 21 different species of biting insects, is that correct?
That's correct.
Wow.
7 types of paper wasps, 2 types of hornets, and 12 species of yellow jackets.
Well, and I have to say, I think what really appealed most to Tom and myself is that it's an all-natural attractant, because I can remember last year I was several months pregnant with my son, and we were having a wasp problem at our house, and the guy came in and said, all right, I need you, pregnant lady, and the dog to scram for practically the whole day.
Exactly.
And as soon as we found out that it was all-natural, no chemicals, the Y-trap just, I mean, seemed really a fantastic choice. How can it be so effective without all of those caustic materials?
Well, it's low maintenance. You can set it and the insects will go to it rather than trying to seek out the nest. But we have a pretty extensive lab, and we were able to test on these insects. We actually take the antenna off of an insect and test different scents, naturally occurring scents, and recreate those, and then test them out in the field, and that's how we came up with the Y-trap.
That's very interesting. Now, I know in our neighborhood, it seems that the wasps are coming out earlier this year.
Yeah.
I guess because we had a real warm spell.
Right.
And they also, in my house, they love to nest under the kids' slide on
which
the
is like the
set,
worst place.
Which
right.
is, you know, it's yeah. the worst place for mm-hmm. them. So I know that you gave me one of these, and I'm going to actually try it out, and looking forward to testing
Good.
It. The engineering behind it seems fantastic.
Well, yes. And I love the shape on it because, you know, I can remember working at restaurants by the water or out where you see a lot of wasps, And it was always two cups and grenadine and some sort of homemade concoction that would attract the bugs. But it's very neat. It's tidy. It traps them in a way where I'm not afraid to go near it.
Right. And you can see the body count, so you know it works.
You know it's working.
Yeah.
We're talking to Stephanie Herman. She is with Rescue, and they're the manufacturers of the Y-Trap. For more information, you can go to their website, ytrap.com. Stephanie, where can we buy this?
Really, anywhere lawn and garden products are sold. Walmart, Ace Hardware, True Value, Home Depot, Lowe's, all the major...
Fantastic. Price is about $15, was it?
Right, $13 to $15.
That's fantastic.
Great,
Stephanie, thanks so
you.
Much for stopping by the Money Pit and keeping us bite-free in our
okay.
backyard. You've been listening to the Money Pit, coming to you from the National Hardware Show in Las Vegas. Anything you missed today is easy to catch when you download our podcast at moneypit.com/listen. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a Money Pit.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.